As we prepare to enter into a time of prayer, let me share with you joys and concerns that have come to our attention throughout the course of the week. We begin with birthdays celebrated this past week and wish a happy birthday to Judy Johnston, who celebrated her birthday, Debbie Hendricks, and Lucy Honorato. And we keep in our prayers Den Elman, who on Friday returned home from rehab but will be returning to the hospital in a bit for another procedure, so please keep him in your prayers. We also pray for Marcia Stacy and her family. Marcia's sister Miriam died unexpectedly on the 16th of February in Arizona. And we continue to keep Bev Fink in our prayers. She is still recovering from back surgery last week, and that takes a little bit of time. And we keep in our prayers the family of Arlene Ott. Arlene, a longtime member of St. John's, living most recently at the Lutheran community in Telford, passed away on the 23rd of February at the age of 96. No doubt you all come to this time of prayer with things on your mind, in your hearts, people you are concerned about, our world. Know that as we join together in a spirit of prayer, our God is listening. Let us pray. Gracious God, on this second Sunday in Lent, with the candle of hope burning brightly and lighting the way for our journey through the wilderness, it is your guidance we seek as we discern what cross you are calling us to shoulder and what burdens you are calling us to lay down so that we might take hold of what matters most. Show us the way, O God, and give us the strength we will need not to be perfect, but to keep on keeping on, one day at a time. As always, we look beyond ourselves, praying for those we know and love who need your healing or your comfort or your help. We pray for Den, for Bev, for Marcia and her family, for Arlene's family. As a grim milestone was reached this past week with COVID-19 deaths in our country surpassing 500,000, we continue to pray for all whose lives have been shattered by loss on so many levels. We pray for those who continue to suffer, for those who continue to battle both the disease and on the front lines caring for those who are sick. May compassion characterize our words and our actions as we encounter people from all walks of life, people who are afraid, weary, stressed to the point of breaking. You have made it quite clear that loving our neighbor is about far more than loving those who look and think like we do. May the hard work of loving our neighbor be work we willingly claim as followers of your Son, Jesus. We continue to pray for our nation, a nation divided, not united, and for all who are hell-bent on persuading those who embrace a different point of view that there is only one way to think, only one solution to this nation's multi-layered problems. With humility, may we learn to listen to one another, to listen with a sincere desire to understand, to learn, to grow, to work together to make sure that the least of these do not end up getting lost in the shuffle. O God, as we long to return to normal, may we choose to use this time to consider which parts of normal are worth returning to. May we choose to redeem this time of waiting by searching our hearts and our souls in an effort to be more in sync with what and who you created us to be. May what we have learned during this time equip us to move forward with resolve, with patience, and with a deep awareness that there is yet more light and yet more truth to break forth. May we be paying attention so that we do not miss what you are trying to show us along the way. All of these things we pray with hope and for courage. In Christ's name, amen.
As you go from this time of worship into whatever this day holds for you, whatever this week holds for you, whatever this season of Lent holds for you, may you know that God holds you, that the perfect peace of Christ is around you and within you in all your imperfection, and that the power of the Holy Spirit goes with you and stays with you now and always. Amen.